If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of By the By. Just jumped right in there, didn't I?
I talk really fast and I like, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Faster than you.
You may speak.
Right.
I'm in my throne.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Chica-chica.
Do we need to have like the talking dildo that we pass around?
The dildo of speaking. Yes, you're here with Bradford.
And Angela.
And we also have some guests today, because that's how this podcast works anymore. It's more of a communal event. It's not just us anymore, because we're boring and we have our dear, dear, gorgeous, wonderful, smart, sexy, delightful friends.
Hello.
Kobe. Hi. And Judy.
Hi.
The podiant, who is going to speak this week. She was tasked with something. But first... Mm-hmm. The next Pendulum Party is June 30th. Mark your calendars. Last Friday in June. Friday, it's the last Friday of Pride Month as well. So we are doing a Pride-themed Pendulum Party.
Yeah. Be really excited for that.
Stay tuned. More information to come. What else do we have? We have coming up, do we know yet about Melbourne?
So it's going to be the weekend of July 15th and 16th that we're down in Melbourne.
Yep.
I don't know which day we're doing a thing at Between Friends.
We're doing a thing.
A thang. We're going to record a live podcast. So anybody who wants to come, tell stories, talk, answer questions, ask questions. I don't know what we're going to do exactly yet. We're going to figure that out.
Or maybe you want us to do your thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the best way to do that is to get down to Between Friends.
Or up or over, depending on where you're coming from. You know.
It's unlikely up. Maybe from Tasmania. I don't know.
Or Southern Victoria. I don't know.
I mean,
can you get much more southern? I don't know.
I don't know.
I need to look at a map.
Damn it, maps. Then we have our Escape to the Tropics. That is November 8th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. And rooms are going,
right? There's still a few left.
So if you're waffling or thinking about it, now's the time to jump on it. Mm-hmm. Like Angela, jump on it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Bradford, you've done really well with dates today.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I know. I find when I play video games, it sharpens my brain.
You didn't muck up once.
I didn't. Holy shit.
Mm. You get a gold star for that.
Yes. I like gold stars.
Mm-hmm.
I like stars. Okay. So we had been talking about things that we were going to podcast this week. And then I might have stumbled upon something that I was like, oh, this could be fun to do. And I did a quick Google search of the best of the worst erotic fiction scenes that have been published. And I thought that we would go through, read some of them, and just, you know, we'll just, it's going to be like, it's like By the By meets My Dad Wrote a Porno. So that's basically what you're going into. Only none of our family, hopefully. I don't know. Maybe our family did write this.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe. I'm so curious and interested to see what these are.
Yes.
And just, yeah, see where our brains go with it.
And so we have not read these.
Mm-mm.
Except for Judy, because she is our voice of reason. She's the adult in the room. And she's going to be reading them for us.
Yes.
And then we're going to discuss them.
I actually might pass the baton for a couple of them.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
She's going to assault and batter us. All right. So, erotic story or erotic paragraph or section or
passage.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number one.
Down and dirty in the shower.
Ooh. Starts out good. I'm okay with this.
Points for title.
Yeah. David Gutterson's 2011 novel, Ed King, deals with an orphaned boy who becomes a billionaire internet tycoon and his family jewels. Maybe we've just had too much 50 Shades of Grey, but we really don't care to hear about the soapy sex lives of billionaires.
That's true. I mean, having read 50 Shades of Grey and thinking there is probably really only 7 shades of grey in that at best.
I don't know. Maybe Batman's like sex life. I might be okay with that.
I want to see? Hey, want to see my Batarwang?
But yes, on the 50 Shades of Grey, agreed.
Okay. In the shower, Ed stood with his hands at the back of his head, like someone just arrested.
Wow. Like solid, like straight up and down, tense. Yeah. Okay.
On your knees.
All right. We've got a good picture so far.
While she abused him with a bar of soap.
Wait, what? Shouldn't he be bending over for that?
Maybe it's like soap on a rope and she's like swinging it around. She's like Michelangelo. Uh-huh. She's a Ninja Turtle.
Also, abuse implies that he might not enjoy it.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
How do you abuse someone with a bar of soap? Sexily.
You're cleaning them, Bradford. Maybe they enjoy being dirty.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I'm like, okay, abuse me, Ivory.
After a while, he shut his eyes.
Oh, that's it. She was like, it's like liquid soap, and she's squirting into his eyes. Oh, it burns. Why? So as a side note, have you ever masturbated with soap?
No.
Kobe? So if you, it's something that I learned at a relatively young age not to do, because sometimes the soap gets in the urethra and it burns for the next like 15 minutes.
Oh.
And it's like pleasure and pain. It's, I bet the gentleman would love that.
What if you pee? Does that help?
It's hard. Sometimes hard to pee after you masturbate.
Okay.
It's just, that's how it goes. Okay. Anyway, sorry. But I digress.
So we're shutting our eyes.
Okay, right. Eyes closed. Being abused with soap. Yes. Yeah.
And Diane wielding her fingernails now and staring into his face helped him out with two practiced hands, one squeezing the family jewels.
Wait, what happened with the nails again? Go back to the nails.
The nails. Wielding.
Like Wolverine.
Right. Yeah.
Her fingernails. Now, wielding her fingernails now and staring at his face, helped him out with two practiced hands, one squeezing the family jewels.
God, I hope they were her hands.
Also, I feel like this is written as if a script to like make a movie or something from, because like, why do we care if she's staring at his face while his eyes are closed? It's not like she's staring into his eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I really don't care where she's looking. It's more about what is she doing.
He also has his eyes shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're burning because she put soap in there.
She wielded
the soap in his eyes.
And the fingernails.
This isn't sexy.
Not at all.
And who calls it the family jewels if you're older than 14?
This is PG-13. PG-13 erotica here.
Soft core. Much like me. I have a soft core. It's really sad. Doing sit-ups hurts.
Okay, all right. So Judy's showing us how you do with the family jewels, right? Yes?
Well, I feel like she's acting. She's going, alas, poor Yorick. I knew his eyes well.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, was that it?
That's it.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to read that book now hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be hard, but David, it's going to be so hard to read that book is what I meant. Sorry.
Ed King.
I feel like there were details that were not necessary paint a picture.
Was Ed King the author or the star?
That was the novel.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's even worse, right? Ed King, Family Jewels.
Okay. Yeah.
David Gutterson, 2011.
Damn it, David. You're better.
It's been a long time. Maybe he is better now.
And if you're not, how did you get a publishing contract? That's self-published,
because
surely.
He's a billionaire.
The author?
No, the author's
a billionaire.
Mm.
Or the subject of the book.
an orphaned boy who becomes a billionaire internet tycoon. And his
family jewels.
Family jewels.
Yeah, the subject of the book is.
I still can't, the abuse from the soap.
I need to know more.
Squirted into the eyes. I like that.
I like that.
I've had my mouth washed out with soap.
Me too. That is
quite abusive.
Liquid or solid?
Both.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is worse?
Solid.
Yeah, because it sticks
in your teeth.
Yeah. You could always use the Minty Fresh.
Yes, that's true. Mm. Minty Fresh, yeah.
Zest. Did Zest come to Australia?
Yeah, we had Zest.
Irish Spring, did you have that?
No Irish Spring.
Oh, I liked Irish Spring.
I did too. Yeah. It was, zesty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Irishy. It was bright green.
And it had a clover on it, didn't it?
Yeah, honestly, that's the only things the Americans knew about the Irish. Yeah. That and potatoes.
And leprechauns.
All right.
Passage number two.
Number two. What's in a name?
Letters. Oh, sorry, I didn't know this was trivia.
Show me letters.
It's Sunday, not Wednesday. Okay. Look, we love the witches of Eastwick and pretty much anything Cher does. The woman is unstoppable.
It's true.
But if the sequel to the novel is based on anything to go by, it is the story best told in the cinematic world. In The Widows of Eastwick, the John Updike... There is a blowjob scene wherein one character seems to have a very verbose way to describe the act in the inner monologue, but words fail him when he actually opens his mouth.
Okay.
So what we're going to hear is how he describes a blowjob to himself, but he then's like, okay.
So just as a side note, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but you know, it's Cher. So you got to, every time Cher comes up, you have to say, the biggest Cher fact of all, which is Cher once played every single role in a TV production of West Side Story. Because, of course, she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she did it perfectly.
That was no problems. Just ask her. She told you all about it.
Well, some people might have trouble, but do you believe
in love after blowjob?
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay. She said nothing. Then... Well,
I hope not. Don't talk with your mouth full. That's rude.
She had your knob in her gob.
Holy shit, that was great.
Well done, Andy.
That should be on a bumper sticker. Got my knob in your gob.
Oh, God. Okay. Her lovely mouth otherwise engaged until he came all over her face. She had gagged and then moved him outside her lips, rubbing his spurting glands across her cheeks and chin. He had wanted to cry out, sitting up, if jolted by electricity, as the spurts, the deep throbs rooted in his asshole continued.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. So first of all, using the word glands.
I hate that word.
While perhaps anatomically correct, is not a sexy way to describe the head of a penis. No. Like the head of your cock. Like, glands is not a sexy word when you're trying to read erotica.
This is not
an anatomy book.
Lick my glands, suck my glands. It just doesn't work.
I only saw it for a moment. I had a glands glance.
I had a glance at your glands.
And then we're going to, like, rooted. What was it? Rooted in the anus? Is that what it was?
Asshole?
Something?
Sorry, I am going... back. Throbs rooted in his asshole.
In his asshole.
In his asshole.
Asshole.
Rooted. Like, I mean, I get what he's saying.
I get it. But again, still. it just... okay. Mm. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Continued in his asshole. Asshole. Okay. But he did not know her name. Mrs. Rogemont was the name he had always known her by. God, she was antique. But here they were.
Wow. So, like, one day when I'm older, I just want to be called antique. Don't call me old. Oh, no. Don't call me old. Call me antique.
Look.
Because that's so much better.
I just want to say.
He could have said that, like, you know, she'd seen a few good years or something. I don't know. There's got to be a better way than antique.
She was married.
She had lived a long life. She had lived a full life. Something. I don't know.
She was Mrs. Haversham-ly. Yeah.
She's grandmotherly.
Isn't Aunt Teak married to Uncle Oak?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, that's a Bradford comment. How dare you take that from him?
Don't worry. We'll just edit it to where it sounds like I said it. Isn't Aunt Teak married to Uncle Oak? And we'll cut Kobe's. Yeah. This is my podcast, goddammit. Look, he could have said, to describe her age, after it was done, she wiped her face with her doily and put her teeth back in and returned her teeth to her gob.
I also find it interesting that at the beginning, it's like, okay, this is his internal monologue to describe a blowjob. But actually, the blowjob happened in the first, like, three words, and then this is all everything thereafter.
Yeah. In the first one-third of the paragraph.
Yeah, it's...
attempting to...
John Updike is a brilliant author. It not demonstrated here.
Maybe from the reading.
All right, continue.
No. Go ahead.
I also like that I don't know her name, but her name is Mrs.
No, he says...
He only knew her as...
Knew her as...
What name to call her? Mrs. Rougemont was the name he had always known her by.
Right.
God, she was antique.
But why would he question that wasn't her name?
Yeah, that's right.
But here they were.
He just didn't know it was Ethel.
Maybe we haven't got there yet.
Her face gleamed with his jism.
Jism.
In the spotty light of the motel room, there at the far end of the East Beach within the sound of the sea, the rhythmic, relentless... Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I feel like... Like, we're talking about this blowjob and then her, and then now we're talking about the setting. It's a hotel next to a beach. I feel like there's just a lot coming in, happening here all
there
at once.
There is a lot coming in.
No, coming on. Okay. She laid her head on the pillow and seemed to want to be kissed. Well, why not? It was his jism. Having got rid of it, there was an aftermath of sorrow in which he needed to be alone.
So he was sad that he relinquished his jism to her. I can't even say jism. He wanted to keep the jism all for himself.
Are you reading this? Is this my jism?
No. Oh, I was curious to know when the book was published. Does anybody have a guess? So, and I will let you know, The Witches of Eastwick was published in 1984.
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about antique and jism, I'm going to say 93.
Oh, I was going 92.
I would have thought it was straight off the success, 87.
2008.
Oh, bullshit. Oh.
I love that gut reaction.
Yeah. Like,
I thought maybe a booyah, yeah. But not a bullshit.
And like a year later, actually maybe even less, because on January 27th of 2009, Updike died. Oh, maybe it was from shame.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Maybe he released his jism one last time.
All right, continue on. Sorry.
Which he needed to be alone, but there was no getting rid of her.
Honestly, don't you hate that, though? I do that with Grindr hookups. That's why I like to go to their place, because when I'm done, fuck off. Like, and I get it. Like, I want Mrs. Bye-bye. Haversham to leave as well.
Yeah. Rougemont.
Whatever.
Got the gift of your jism. Now fuck off.
Yeah.
You can keep my jism.
You can plant that seed, babe.
Call me Suki, she said, having read his mind. I sucked your cock. You sure did. Thanks. Wow.
Good conversationalist.
Actually, honestly, though, that is how most Grindr hookups end.
Yeah.
Call me Bradford. You sucked my cock. Sure did. Thanks. Wow.
And that is number two.
Oh, my God.
Look, I get the latter part more than I get the first part of that. Like, the first part just is, just doesn't sound like anyone's internal. I mean, maybe it was someone's internal monologue. Maybe it was his internal monologue, but it just seems.
Well, she could read. If someone can read your mind, your internal monologue is a conversation.
That is correct.
No.
Maybe he didn't know she could read his mind. I haven't read the book, and I don't think on this paragraph I will.
No. I also think the whole, like, motel by the sea is completely superfluous. It doesn't add anything whatsoever. Maybe it does if you continue reading the book. But then that could be worked into some other part to give context.
The sounds of the sea maybe
cut. The sounds of the cunt.
No, no, it's clear. They're by the sea, man.
It, all of that is build up context.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in the motel by the sea.
You and me, then Mr. Todd. Oh, I know you'd love it.
And then I gave her my jism.
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 Jism. From my glands.
From my glands.
Glands to
and
me.
And the electric, like, the spurting.
Electric yeah. spurting.
Yeah. Through yeah. your rooted asshole.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Next up. I know, this is... I feel like I should have stretched first.
I think I should have tried to stop laughing before I started reading.
No, it's too late.
Yeah, it was way too late. A jack of many trades.
Oh, I'm all
a jack off yeah. many trades.
No, jack off many trades.
Just of.
Yeah, but when you say it,
a jack off.
Oh wait, what if we put the emphasis on a different syllable and it's a jack off of many trades?
Or maybe this
that'd
is one
be
of
a
the-
lot of jism.
Yeah, but they'll give it to you. Like, what if it's like Chekhov's gun? This is Chekhov's glands. And once you see it, it has to go off somewhere, sometime in the book.
Are we too highbrow?
Do we need more wine?
Ooh. The answer is always yes.
The Gate of Air by James Buchan.
Air? The Gate of what?
A-I-R.
Air. Okay. Air.
Has got everything, a mysterious stranger who made his fortune on the internet and lost it, the boorish billionaire who mistreats his wife, a ghost woman who makes his fantasies come true at night. It even has crops of mysterious failings. It honestly seems to be ridiculous to not be a grocery store romance novel.
Isn't a ghost woman just like a fantasy?
Yeah. That's, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, a fantasy is a big orange semi-carbonated drink that you can swim in.
Next to the ocean.
Isn't a fantasy is something that can come true that you want to come true, but you haven't actually found it yet?
Oh, the fuck. God damn, that got deep.
Sorry.
I felt that I in need the root
another,
of my asshole.
I need another drink.
I think we need to Google fantasy That's versus ghost woman.
Ghost fantasy. All right, fantasy football. Fantasy.
No, not football.
Definition. The faculty or activity of imagining impossible or improbable things.
So it could be impossible. Impossible or improbable. So yeah. It could happen. It just has until the right circumstances aren't there. Or it could be impossible and it ain't never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it.
Fantasy.
I don't know. Might get a Fanta pool.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a dirty look.
Fanta Ocean?
Fanta Ocean.
He felt that if he touched her breast, she might be brought down to earth.
I'm assuming this is a ghost woman.
He touched the round breast and hard bead as its tip.
Wait.
What?
What?
It's the hard bead at the tip.
You mean the nipple?
Nipple.
I was looking for that word for hours.
Okay. He felt something else fall from her, like a garment.
Was it her chism?
as she leaned one knee on the bed, light bellowed out of her.
Hold on, I'm picturing this guy laying in a bed and then this ghost woman hovering over him with her nightie pulled down and her breasts exposed, or her like hard beads, i.e. nipples, are like hanging out. But then she has one leg kneeling on the bed, one leg hanging off. I don't know. This seems weird.
Maybe
for
she's
ghost
one-legged.
Yeah. Oh,
nice reaction.
Hot.
Okay.
Maybe she's wearing a necklace, and that's where the beads are.
Maybe. I was thinking this must be set in LA because perfectly round breasts with hard beads is cosmetic surgery gone wrong.
Or I was going to say, if it is like a beaded necklace, it could be Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right, please continue.
Light billowed out of her and warmth in damp gusts as...
You might want to see a doctor.
Warmth in damp gusts.
Yes.
That sounds like gas.
I can read. I doubt myself when reading this, but I can
read. As you should. I mean, I know what those words mean, but I don't know what those words mean together.
Light billowed out of her and warmth in damp gusts, as if from a garden after a rainstorm.
Wait.
That just got wanky.
I had to read it 3 times, don't worry, and I read it 5 in my head before.
I'm imagining she's now standing over him and going, the warmth and damp gusts is coming out of her.
I was going to say, where does the damp come from on a ghost?
The vagina. Ooh. The vulva.
Oh, wait, we might be getting somewhere. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes, let's. She did not seem to be a woman, but something altogether stranger.
Fucking hot.
Sweeter.
I've always said that women are strange. Didn't the Doors sing
and
that?
Sweet, and sweet.
And sweet, but they're strange.
A darkness engulfed him, like a wave breaking over him in the sea shallows. And when he opened his stinging eyes, he saw her pretty face before him.
Wait, why are his eyes stinging?
Because it was the sea.
Yeah, the ocean is salty, and that burns sometimes.
Yes. What about your husband? Sod him. She seemed to have forgotten she had one.
Wait.
I'm so confused.
Is she dead?
No.
Oh.
not according to the next. Oh, well, maybe.
Is she the ghost lady?
All right, let's have it keep going, because I'm confused.
Jim felt strong and handsome.
Good, glad.
And armed to the teeth.
Wait.
Why is he armed?
I always go to bed with a bandolier.
Or is Jim someone else?
He felt like a barefoot runner, a wrestler, a charioteer.
Jim is clearly a lot of people.
He felt his childhood receding from him. He could not, and he felt not the smallest regret. No more the poor fatherless orphan for him. He was an outlaw. And all the better for it. The end.
I'm so confused on all of that.
Right. Oh.
So the ghost lady kneeling over him. That may not be dead. And then, like, does her presence now, like, make him feel like some strong, virile, kind of warrior person? Is that what we're supposed to get out of this?
Read it word for word. I tried not to add or subtract anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I don't want to say that I'm a good judge of literary expertise because I have not ever written a book. However, that felt like a bunch of words were put into a blender, turned on, and then like, yeah.
It didn't make a whole, like that didn't feel like, maybe we need the rest of the book around it, but that did not feel like a cohesive scene whatsoever.
Mm. Okay.
Hear more about her beads, though.
Yeah. So if you really want to know more,
no, I don't.
Gates of Air by James Buchan. Go for it.
Buck no.
Well, Buck A.
Buck A. Buck O.
No comment.
I got nothing else.
I'm sort of hung up on warm gusts of... yeah.
And that was the first...
Warm gusts of wetness. Is that what it was?
Well, I got stuck on... He touched around the breast of the hard bead.
The
and
breast
as
of the hard
tip.
Bead.
Well, and then I'm also confused about then how we switched to the whole warrior, strong, virile person
armed
thing.
To the teeth.
Yeah,
armed to the teeth.
What about your husband?
What about your husband? He's armed to the teeth. Well, then you better fuck right off.
Well, see, I thought that's what you were going to say, is that Jim, the armed person, was the husband coming in. But no, that's not where it went.
No. It was him.
Yeah.
All right.
Not happy with that one.
Jim's from.
But it does say the best and worst. I don't know. I got sent the link and I didn't read whether it was the best or the worst.
I'm gonna say let's cut the preamble. Go straight to the meat.
Okay. Well, these ones are short and sweet.
Oh, good, excellent.
His mouth lathered from her sap.
Is she a tree? Also, how is sap lathery? That's more like soap.
Yeah.
It's like toffee.
His mouth lathered from her sap.
Correct.
You know, that explains a lot of things because some people look at women and go, I'd tap that. And that
That's where maple syrup comes from.
But it still doesn't
That's
lather.
Where maple syrup comes from. Hey, baby. I'd like to put you on my waffles.
I want to turn you on. Okay. He turned around and embraced her face with all the passion of his own lips and face.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He embraced her face with his lips? How big are his lips?
Mama. Anyway, ready to last the grind into her with the hound.
I'm sorry, wait. Once again, I know what all those words mean.
I think you're failing to understand.
Say that again. Say that again.
Okay, would you like me to start from the beginning?
No, 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 just the hound part.
Okay.
Or ground, or whatever, the ground hound.
Ready at last to grind into her with the... We've got a capital H for hound.
The hound.
My God.
Is that what he calls his junk? His,
do you have a nickname for your junk?
Oh.
Is that just because when people see it, they...
Oh, mama.
Like, oh. No. Down girl.
Okay, so hound must be the name for his junk.
Yeah, the hound. He's grinding it.
Release the hounds.
Excellent.
Okay, that at least makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay. I should have just finished. Hang on. Okay.
That's what he said.
Ready at last to grind into her with the hound to drive her into piety.
He's driving her into piety with the hound.
With the hound.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's where nuns come from.
From hounds?
From hounds.
No, from being ground by the hound. You'll hear the sound of God.
Of the hound.
And you'll be pounded.
But then you're not a nun.
I'm a hound pound.
Wow. Okay.
Grinding the hound. It sounds wrong.
Do we want to know the first bit of the blurb of where that came from?
Well, I just want to know who wrote it. Let's at least give these people their
give them credit.
Their credit.
Well,
read the blurb.
Fine.
Norman Mailer was certainly bold in his choice at the subject matter, the castle in the forest slated by critics. As much as the later works was, he seemed to relish coarseness, but doesn't make him a good sex writer.
Correct.
Check out this extract with the unusual use of sap. The hound, incidentally, is the nickname for the male character's penis. Yeah.
Well, we figured that one out. Yeah. Hey, look at us. Yeah.
Here's a scene from that book.
So, damn it, Norman Mailer. Mm-hmm. Though, in 1955, as an interesting side note, Norman Mailer was one of the three founders of the Village Voice.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm reading.
Yeah, okay. You're reading. Oh. Sorry, all right. I've passed the button.
All right, Kobe's reading the next one.
All right, here we are. Stick to what you know. He retained a memory of her bare pink vulva. It was as though Father Christmas had popped up in their midst. He forced his way inside her, determined to accomplish what he had come for.
Wait.
Crystal moaned a little, her head thrown back. Her nose became broad and snout-like.
What? Well, where did Father Christmas come into this?
He only comes once a year.
Bradford.
I am Father Christmas, but I come more than once a year. I like to empty my sack under your tree.
And her nose became snout-like when he entered her. From.
Yeah.
So
broad
so,
and snout-like.
Right. So when somebody enters you, your nose just like widens and grows.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot.
That's why you're coming from behind.
Yeah. We're doing it doggy style. If you're turning into an animal.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, there you go. So this one, we're all for authors attempting to stretch themselves creatively, but J.K. Rowling's The Casual Vacancy shows that she should be better at fantastical worlds.
Yeah.
So this is from the much beloved by a lot of children and young adults and older adults, the author of the Harry Potter series.
Much beloved
by a lot of people.
The fucking TERF.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel about her. Yes.
Yeah. Look, wow, that's bad writing. And
it is.
Look, honestly, Harry Potter isn't the greatest of writing, but at least the world she builds is interesting. Mm. But this is...
Special.
Well, yeah. The memory of her vulva.
Yeah. Retained a memory of her bare pink vulva.
Bare pink vulva. Yeah. That it's something a little.
It paints a picture.
It does, but then he forces himself upon her. It seems a bit.
Was that consensual?
Yeah.
It sounds a little bit rapey.
Yeah. It seems a little rapey, and it still sounds a little statutory.
Yeah, and Father Christmas popped up in their midst. Like he's
what is he doing?
He's
here?
A perv.
Like, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Apparently, Father Christmas is a voyeur.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Forced his way inside her, determined to accomplish what he came for.
Interesting.
Mm.
What exactly did he come for?
He's a big fan of snout-like noses.
Yeah. Clearly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He just needed more of those in the world.
More of them. Yeah. Okay.
So then does the nose go down when he exits or does the nose stay? Is that like when you lose your virginity, your nose grows into a snout?
No, maybe that's it. He's so long. His hound is a wiener dog. And it's so long, it pushes her nose out.
Yeah. Like Pinocchio style?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back to a couple more of these.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, so you've heard us talk about it before. We have the amazing Curious Humans game. It's a fantastic game. Go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY for 10% off. In fact, this one comes from the ultimate icebreaker, Kinky. And the question is, I have had a sexual fantasy about being kidnapped.
No.
Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about you kidnapping somebody?
No.
Kobe?
Yeah.
I have too.
Yeah, so have I.
Which side? Kidnapping or kidnapper?
Kidnapping. Being kidnapped.
Yeah, being kidnapped.
Because kidnapping and kidnapper are the same.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. like, wait a minute. Kidnapped. Yeah. Kidnapped. I don't know. I have a bit of Stockholm syndrome, like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, it checks out.
It all checks out. Yeah. So there you go. If you want to ask questions like that of your sexy friends or your freaky family, go to curioushumansgame.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, and get the ultimate icebreaker, Kinky Humans. If you're tired of opening books of erotic fiction and seeing how her lusty, full bosoms heaved as you rammed your brachiosaurus deep inside her vulva, well, maybe it's time to go to adamandeve.com and get something that really turns you on. Going to adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY. You'll get one item at 50% off, free shipping, some extra things thrown in your box, and 6 videos on demand. Adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, and then you can spread those thighs, or as I like to call them,
Fuck.
Fuck muffs is what I was going to say. But somebody in the studio is trying to get me moist with their sticky sap. Fuck muff. AdamandEve.com. Check out code BYTHEBY. You cunts make that so hard.
Don't you love doing this with an audience?
The problem here is that poor Angela is going to have to edit these things and put it all together and make it sound sexy
so
and
much
smart.
Edit. I'm so sorry.
She's going to make us sound good.
Yeah.
But fortunately, she has a few days to do it. All right. I'm going to do the next one.
Oh, great.
Because I can read.
Well, now I want to get in on this. How many other? I want to do one.
There's lots.
Oh, okay.
We've got bunches.
Okay.
Yep. Number six.
Thank fuck for this.
And as a side note, just for anybody who wants to play along at home, this is from Lelo.com. Lelo.com. They do amazing sex toys. So check them out. It's not the size of the boat. Perhaps because the main character in Amo Oz's novel, Rhyming Life and Death, is a writer, it would explain why there is such a confusing use of extended nautical metaphor to describe this sex scene.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Are you?
Down for it, yeah.
If they don't use the word semen, I'm going to be very... Yes. She's like, she'd be like, turn around and be like, all right, now it's time to swab my poop deck.
So, unless her thighs are like a vast ocean.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear.
She holds him tight and squeezes her body to his, sending delightful sailing boats tacking to and fro across the ocean of his back. With her fingertips, she sends foam-flecked waves scurrying over his skin.
I feel like we're trying way too hard on the metaphor.
With her mouth, she relieved him of his scurvy. He entered her sandy bottom dwelling and discovered she had crabs.
This is not all part of that, by the way. I can tell you he's not reading from his phone right now.
Some of this is improv. But you get to read the book and decide which is. Yeah, so that's...
I feel like that's way, like, trying to force a metaphor.
Yeah.
And not... Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
I mean, especially when you can be like waves of pleasure.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
each thrust yeah. of his mast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This isn't difficult, that's people. Now I'm seriously yeah. riffing, and I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He sailed away to a pleasurable seam place full of semen. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. anyway.
Yeah, they should try a different tack with that.
Yeah.
I reckon you should try again.
Yeah, building tides.
I should try again.
You should try again. That one was terrible.
All right. What's the next one? What do we have?
I love it. Okay. The next one is Latin Lover.
Sexy.
The novel The Shape of Her by Roman Somerville deals with your typical idyllic summer romance, ruined by dark shadows from the lover's past. I actually read that the first time as the lover's pastas, and I was like, I can understand why lover's pastas might. But okay. Then I'm like, you know what? I'm
on board so far because we all have a past.
Yeah, I'm al dente.
Okay.
But has the rather unique distinction of actually winning an award for how bad the sex scenes are.
Oh.
Which tend to be animalistic, but not in the good way. Oh my God. I'm really excited.
All right.
Sorry. The wet friction of her tight around him, the sight of her open, stretched. Okay. The goddamn. Sorry. Some of these, like, you read these, and you're like, fuck. The wet friction of her tight around him, the sight of her open, stretched around him, the cleft of her body. It tore a climax out of him with a final lunge. Like a lepidopterist mounting a tough-skinned insect with a too blunt pin, he screwed himself into her.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm only laughing because I'd read it previously.
For the record, I just want to say, I'm going to read this again, but with the punctuation. Because punctuation, we all know, is everything.
Yes.
That is a lot.
Yes.
The wet friction of her, comma, tight around him, comma, the sight of her open, comma, stretched around him, comma, the cleft of her body, comma, it tore a climax out of him with a final lunge, period.
So we don't know how to make sentences.
No.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Full stop. Also, if you're out there and you don't know what a lepidopterist is, that's somebody who studies butterflies,
yeah.
Which I think is interesting that a lepidopterist wouldn't be mounting a tough-skinned insect because butterflies are not known for their tough skin. Yeah.
But also, is that what we're equating sex to?
I think he's admitting he has a chode. Because it says with too blunt a pin, he screwed himself into her. Like, it's a big fat... round thing. Maybe. He's fucking her with a soda can.
Yeah. Also, the whole like first part, I just don't.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, this, yeah. This, but he didn't go into the obvious fish metaphor. like the wet friction tight around him, the sight of her open. I was like, mouth, gills, like I hooked a tuna.
Yeah. It's just that the just scent of her ooze like sensuality to me. None of that.
No. There's no sexiness no. there at
You're
all.
You're not turned on? Come on, y'all. No. Are we not turned on?
No, we're not.
Are we not entertained?
No.
All right, Angela, you're up.
All right, so this one is anatomical differences. Billed as Game of Thrones meets ancient Egypt. Wilbur Smith's series following a demigod named Taita?
Oh, why TT?
T-A-I-T-A.
I love his direction.
Are apparently quite popular, perhaps in part because of how much sex is in them. We are definitely intrigued by an author who uses a clinical term like pudenda and then euphemistically refers to the sweet dew of feminine arousal in nearly the same breath as he did in Desert God. Her hair was piled high, but when she shook her head, it came cascading down in a glowing wave over her shoulders and fell as far as her knees. Like Rapunzel. We're good. Good so far.
Yeah, yeah.
This rippling curtain did not cover her breasts, which thrust their way through it like living creatures. They were... They're that large that they make it through the hair.
Yeah.
They were perfect rounds, white as a mare's milk, and tipped with ruby nipples that puckered as my gaze passed over them.
Look, if you've got ruby nipples, see a doctor. That is not the color they should be.
That was actually my great-grandmother's name. Hi.
I'm Ruby Nipples.
This is Ruby Nipples.
Great drag name.
It really, oh my God, that actually is a great new drag name.
Yep.
Her body was hairless, except for the hair on her head.
Except for all the hair that goes down to her ankles.
Her pudenda were also entirely devoid of hair.
Wait, is pudenda plural? I'm sorry, I just don't know.
Let's look this up, because I'm not looking it clear up, either, if that's plural or not.
Is that like...
Pudendum, a person's external genitals, especially a woman's. So pudenda is plural.
Plural.
Yeah.
Plural.
But so already, she has multiple vulvas.
Yeah, apparently so.
I was going to say, they've already said that she has hairless body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now they're adding that she has hairless.
Pudenda.
More genitals.
Both. Yeah. And she's got two sets of genitals.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm turned on.
The tip.
Like that lady from Total Recall. Only downstairs.
The tips of her inner lips protruded shyly from the vertical cleft.
Hello.
I feel like we're like describing a mountain range here. The sweet dew of feminine arousal glistened upon them.
I mean, I actually don't hate that.
It's not the worst.
I don't hate that. The whole vertical cleft thing is, I don't like that.
No,
that doesn't fit with the rest of the words to me.
No.
But it is better than a lot.
This is
miles above.
This is far better than many we've heard.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Also, this isn't written to be erotic fiction. This is part of a
bigger story. Fair. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Yeah.
But the average person reading it would not have known that it came from a bigger story. They'd just read the story as is. So it should be able to stand alone.
How many people know what the word pudenda is?
I would say very few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious.
I'm betting a lot of people are looking it up as we're saying this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except that you did actually.
I did look it up. I Googled it. I mean, and it bothers me that it's plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know more about this woman. In fact, maybe I already know too much.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one. A lasting impression. You look like you're going to say something.
No, I was, sometimes when I stand up from the couch, I look back and I'm like, oh, there's a lasting impression.
After hours of gaming.
Yeah, right.
Winkler by Giles Corran follows a man smothered by the drudgery of urban life.
I love it. It's the story of Henry Winkler.
This isn't too mind-blowing of a theme, but what does blow our mind is how the following passage managed to undo all that Antonio Banderas accomplished in putting Zorro into our fantasies. Okay, now I'm ready for this. I want to see where this goes.
I just know it's going to be disappointing at the end.
Yeah, like some sex.
He came again so hard that his dick wrenched out of her hand and a shot of it hit him straight in the eye and stung like nothing he'd ever had in there. And he yelled with the pain. But the yell could have been anything. And as she grabbed at his dick, which was leaping around like a shower dropped in an empty bath, she scratched his back deeply with the nails of both hands, and he shot three more times in thick stripes on her chest. Period. like Zorro, period. All of that was one sentence.
Yeah, wow.
That's why I read it so fast.
I mean,
so do we need to go back and dissect that a bit?
Okay, so yes, we're going to dissect this a bit.
He came again so hard that his dick wrenched out of her hand and a shot of it hit him straight in the eye.
Okay, so that definitely I've seen the gentleman do with you.
Yes, but then you got to work on your grip because, man, he bucks like you wouldn't believe.
All you have to do is like 8 seconds.
Yeah. All right, and it stung like nothing he'd ever had in there.
Well, has he ever been abused with soap? Clearly not.
Yelled with the pain, but the yell could have been anything. No, it's actually just a yell.
Yeah.
As she grabbed at his dick, which was leaping around like a shower dropped in an empty bath. What? How do you drop a shower in an empty bath? I don't understand this.
Oh, it's one of those handheld showers ones. That you've dropped in the bath.
And they go, like when you first turn a hose on, it goes.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Wow.
Your dick probably shouldn't do that.
No, if it's not. Doing that, see a doctor.
If his dick is moving that much that she can't grab it, there's a problem.
Or it's like a hose.
At that point, it becomes a trunk.
Just look up for the guy controlling the marionette at that point.
She scratched his back deeply with the nails of both hands, and he shot 3 more times in thick stripes on her chest.
And then he looked down at her and said, "Thank you, Tonto."
So basically the nails like made him keep squirting and coming.
But maybe he went, "Hi ho, Silver."
Or hi lo.
We need punctuation though. That is not one sentence. Should not be one sentence, I should say. It is one, but it should not be. Yeah. Punctuation's important, people. Come on.
I also visualizing the scene. She's got the cock. She's lost control. But she's also able to scratch the back both hands.
Yeah.
While the dick's waving around, leaping around madly.
And she's trying to grab it, but clearly can't because she's scratching his back.
Because, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Priorities.
Yeah.
Work out what you're doing.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Have a plan and stick to it.
Grab him with your foot.
Was that let's stick to it?
Let's stick to it.
Nice.
Feature.
Well done. All right, last one. Who's reading it?
I've got one.
Okay.
I'm going. So this is Star-Crossed by A.A. Gill. Isn't an erotic fiction, right? Apparently not. But the plot follows an average Joe who works in a bookstore and somehow ends up sleeping with a Hollywood actress. That sounds legit, right? I saw that in Penthouse Forum once. Okay, anyway.
Dear Penthouse, this has never happened to me before.
And you'll probably say it's not true. Okay.
Who would have believed it?
I pull off my dress and I'm naked.
Typically, yes.
Yeah.
No, she could have underwear, bra, panties.
Corset.
Corset, okay, thigh highs, suit of armor. You don't know what she's got under her dress.
Fair. All right.
True. Okay. So I pull off my dress and I'm naked.
Except for the chastity belt.
He reaches down and roughly grabs me between the legs. I can feel his long bony finger slip inside me.
Is this a Donald Trump story?
That doesn't sound sexy. Like, long bony.
Now it's I'm like imagining Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Excellent.
His thumb slides into the crack of my bottom and lifts me like...
So he's grabbing her from behind?
A bowling ball.
Wait.
A six-pack... Like I was light as a feather.
Wait, does it say that?
Yes. That's okay. Exactly what it says. A bowling ball, a six pack.
Wait, for the record, it's impossible.
Trying to reenact this now.
It's impossible to do. If he's standing in front of her, it's impossible. He has to have come up from behind.
Unless he can like really twist his wrist weirdly or something.
Was he double jointed?
He reaches down roughly between the legs.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I can feel his long bony finger slip inside me. So it could be from behind. Doesn't ever stay.
It didn't have to be. Seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the thumb slides into the crack of my bottom and he lifts me like a bowling ball ?
Lifts
a
me
six
like
a six-pack ?
Okay.
A six-pack. You don't grab it. Okay.
And she turns around and says, "You think you can pick up the spare?" You want to see my 7-10 split? You know, 3 strikes and it's a turkey. Want to join a league?
Oh, 3 strikes.
You better
strikes
be wearing the
out.
Right shoes.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Right, that
special.
That's visually disturbing.
Very special.
The long bony finger just doesn't, that just sounds horrible.
Jack, so, Jack Skeletal.
Oh my God, that's right. What's this? What's this? There's fingers everywhere. What's this? What's this? There's
Edward Putindo Scissorhands.
With no hair.
So one or two of those were not terrible. Most of them like, what the hell? Come on. Yeah. Even if it's not supposed to be erotica, let's make an erotic scene erotic.
Yeah.
Like I was light as a feather. I don't, depending on the bowling ball, I suppose, but it's still at least 6 pound.
That is great. I was thinking, do you remember that thing that we used to do when we were in high school? They were like, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. She's light as a feather, he's stiff as a board.
Yep.
All of my American friends out there got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, 80s kids,
well, it does
I see
say,
you.
Well, like I was light as a feather.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
Stiff as a board.
These have been all wonderful examples of ways to turn somebody off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so aroused right now.
Or a great talking topic.
Yeah.
For a podcast. For a mid-tier podcast that is still looking for a studio to pick them up. Yeah.
So if you can write better erotica than this, send it in. We'll read it out.
And we promise to not make fun of it unless you ask us to.
Yeah. True. Fair enough.
You want us to riff on your porn? I will riff on it.
Cobe has done one.
You've read it on the podcast.
Yeah, you've read
we
it
did.
On the podcast.
Oh, did we make fun of it?
No. Not at all.
Seriously.
Because it actually had punctuation.
I'll write you a piece.
And it wasn't one really long sentence. It was actually...
I mean, that's the problem. You use proper grammar and structure.
Yeah.
And also, I don't remember any of my podcasts. Like every day, like the second the thing gets... my mind is blank.
It's gone. No room.
No.
There's no space.
There's nothing in there.
It's empty recycle bin.
That's right. It's just empty. Hello. Yes. Yes, Kobe, write me some porn that I can make fun. Oh, no.
Sure.
So I guess we should read the conclusion out for this article. Now, it's easy to dismiss these authors as absolutely nuts. Oh, cool. And I'm done. No. But let's not be too hasty. We can all enjoy reading things that aren't going to be up for a Pulitzer Prize anytime soon. Just the way we can enjoy watching a cheesy romance. Sex can be a little bit silly and awkward. And maybe these authors were doing a better job encapsulating that than we realized.
Mm. Okay. So.
No.
The author of that article fits in well with the subject matter. That is just terrible.
Look, like, I get it. Like, but the thing is, nobody just writes a book. Maybe John Updike does. Writes a book and nobody questions it, right? So there had to go through many editors and people who read it and like, friends, will you read this? And yada, yada, yada. There's a lot of work that goes into it. Why did no one say to bony finger bowling ball feather guy?
Yeah.
Yet, maybe not, buddy. The vast majority of them were written by men.
Yes. Maybe there was a writer's strike during COVID. They were taking what they could.
Some of those were from way before
2008.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, come on.
Look, but most of those were written by men, which just tells me, poor ladies. poor gay men. Yeah. That's what we should do. Next time we'll do gay porn.
Oh.
And see if we can find the best of the worst of gay porn.
Okay, all right.
That's next time. Well, not next time, but that's future on By the By.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your stuff that you want us to read on the podcast, we're happy to riff on it. We're happy to take it seriously. It doesn't, you know, it's all up to you. But you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook, or reach out to us via our website, www.bythebuy.com.au. Join us on Discord, support us at any level. On patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you'll instantly be on our Discord server where we have a lot of sexy, beautiful, brilliant people. And this week, I think it's my turn for the kind of the fact of the week. And my fact is many of people have stuck their bony fingers inside of me. Yes. Nobody seems surprised. Okay, fine. Many people have tried to
make syrup out of my sap.
No, nobody
turn
has.
On your tap.
Turn on my tap. Suck on my sap. If you really want me to, I could baby rap. See, there you go.
Maybe we should just end there. I think we're good.
Aw, crap.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.